Welcome, everyone, and thanks for joining us for another deep exploration here on the Remedify Coaching Program Tools to Help You Start Your Own Business podcast. Our goal, as always, is really just to bring you valuable insights efficiently so you feel equipped, ready to tackle whatever's next for you. Today, we're unpacking something I think is pretty fascinating, actually. It touches on a vital part of business success, smart investing and managing your assets effectively. We've got some really compelling material from a guide called investingwithuphold.com, a guide to diversification and digital assets. So this deep dive is all about looking at how a platform like Uphold might fit into your toolkit as an entrepreneur, you know, helping you manage and maybe even grow your assets in this increasingly digital world.
Yeah, it's really interesting how the whole investment landscape has shifted. It's just transformed. And for anyone starting or growing a business, understanding these newer tools, it's not just about finance per se. It's more about building a solid foundation, right? For long-term stability, maybe even wealth. Uphold.com gives a pretty unique glimpse into that evolution, I think. Shows how finance and building a business can really work together.
Okay, let's unpack that then. What exactly makes Uphold.com stand out? I mean, why should an investor, maybe especially an entrepreneur thinking about growth, really consider it? What's its edge?
Well, I think the core appeal really boils down to maybe two main things. The sheer variety of assets it offers and this pretty innovative anything-to-anything trading feature they have. So on the asset variety side, it's broad. You've got over 50 cryptocurrencies, if you're interested in that space, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Ripple, you know, the major ones. Direct access. But, and this is key, it's not just crypto. You can also trade precious metals directly, like actual gold, silver, platinum.
You mean like without selling crypto first?
No, exactly. You don't need to convert to cash, then buy the metal. You could potentially go straight from, say, Bitcoin to gold.
Okay.
And then there's Forex trading to euros, yen, dollars simplified. And while their U.S. stock offering is a bit more limited now, they still have some key U.S. stocks and ETFs. It's really about letting you build a diverse portfolio pretty easily.
That anything to anything thing, that sounds really interesting, especially now. I mean, making quick decisions, moving capital around efficiently, that feels crucial today. So, okay, beyond the asset variety and that direct trading, what else does Uphold bring to the table? Especially for someone maybe who's newer to investing or, you know, an entrepreneur trying to manage their funds strategically.
Yeah, that's a great point. And it touches on something else Uphold seems to emphasize, which is education. Empowerment through knowledge, really. They provide a fair bit of content stuff on blockchain basics, crypto trends, how to think about managing a portfolio, which is vital, right? Because knowing how to use these tools, not just having access to them, that empowers better decisions, especially when you're managing business capital alongside personal investments.
That makes a lot of sense. Building knowledge is just as critical as building capital. So if someone's listening and thinking, okay, this sounds interesting, how easy is it to actually, you know, get started? What are the practical steps? Any hurdles an entrepreneur should know about?
It's designed to be pretty accessible, actually. Step one is just heading to uphold.com, creating an account, basic info, email, country, that sort of thing. Then you'll need to do the identity verification, submitting documents, you know, the standard KYC process is part of their security, keeps things compliant and safe for everyone. It's usually quite quick.
Okay, standard stuff. And funding the account.
Also pretty flexible. And here's a big thing. The minimum deposit is really low, just $1.
Seriously, just $1.
Yep. So that really lowers the barrier to entry, makes it accessible for almost anyone just starting out. And you can fund it different ways, bank transfer, credit card, even by sending in crypto you already own. So lots of options to get going.
Wow, a $1 minimum. That definitely makes it easy to just dip your toes in.
Okay.
Okay, so someone's funded their account, they're ready to go. What are the key things to think about strategically, especially for an entrepreneur managing risk, looking to diversify? Because let's face it, crypto and even traditional markets can be, well, volatile.
Absolutely. Diversification and risk management are they're paramount. You really can't overstate that. The platform itself encourages spreading your funds across different asset types. So not just piling into one crypto, for example. Thinking about a mix, maybe some crypto, some precious metals, maybe even holding some national currencies, depending on your outlook or business needs. It helps smooth out the ride a bit.
Right. Don't put all your eggs in one digital basket.
Exactly. And linked to that is understanding your own risk tolerance. Cryptocurrencies, we know, can swing wildly in price. So being honest about how much volatility you can handle is crucial before you invest, especially if it's capital tied to your business goals. Diversification is the main strategy to help manage that risk.
Okay, diversification is key. What about security? That's always a big concern with online platforms, especially involving money.
Totally. Uphold takes several steps. They strongly push for two-factor authentication, 2FA, which adds that extra layer to your login. And importantly, they use cold storage for the majority of customer assets.
Cold storage, meaning offline.
Yeah, okay. Kept offline, away from direct online access. That significantly reduces the risk from hacking attempts or, you know, major online breaches. Provides a good deal of peace of mind.
Okay, that's good to know. So beyond just the basic buying and holding, which lots of people do, are there other maybe more active strategies or unique features on Uphold? Things that, say, a more experienced investor or someone really looking to leverage the platform might use, perhaps even integrating it with their business finances.
Yeah, definitely. The platform caters to different styles. There's the long-term HODLing approach, buy and hold, especially for assets like Bitcoin that have shown, you know, significant long-term growth historically. Patience is key there.
Right, the classic long game.
But then, for those who are more active, the interface is pretty user-friendly for trading based on shorter-term price movements, reacting to the market. And here's something quite interesting. Staking rewards.
Staking? What's that exactly?
So for certain cryptocurrencies, just by holding them on the platform, you're essentially helping to support the network. And in return, you can earn additional tokens. It's a way to grow your holdings passively, kind of like earning interest, but with crypto.
Oh, okay. So your assets can potentially generate more assets just by sitting there.
In some cases, yes. That's the idea behind staking rewards. And then there's a really practical feature, the Uphold debit card.
A debit card. Linked to the account.
Exactly. It lets you spend directly from your Uphold account, whether that's crypto, metals, or regular currency, just like a normal debit card.
Wow. Okay. So you could, like, take some crypto profits and immediately use them to buy coffee or pay a business invoice.
Precisely.
Yeah.
It makes those digital assets much more liquid and usable in the real world. Bridges that gap between investing and spending.
That Uphold card sounds incredibly useful, actually.
Yeah.
Especially if you're actively moving between digital and traditional finance for your business or personal life. Really practical. And speaking of practical tools for your business journey, just a quick reminder for everyone listening, for more tools and resources to help you start your own business, you can always check out www.pnmoneymaking.com. That's pn-nmoney-making.com. Definitely worth a look for expanding your entrepreneurial toolkit. So, okay, we've really dug into Uphold itself, seen it as this versatile platform for managing investments, especially digital ones. But let's zoom out a bit. Connect this back to the bigger picture, starting and growing a business. How does a tool like Uphold fit into that larger ecosystem, what our sources call business solutions?
Yeah, great question. When you look at the bigger picture, Uphold is really one piece, albeit an important financial piece, of a much larger puzzle for business success. Our sources mention a whole range of business solutions,
yeah. Right?
Everything from setting up a physical brick and mortar store to finding high paying affiliate programs, or figuring out how to start an online business from scratch. There are guides on the best online business ideas too. Think about all the platforms people use now, how to start a blog, make money on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, all these ways to build a business online.
Okay, yeah. Lots of avenues.
And supporting all that are the essential business tools. Things like landing pages, email marketing software, SEO tools, CRM systems, webinar platforms.
Podcast hosting, video editing.
Exactly. Social media tools, website builders, web hosting, e-commerce platforms, even online courses to build your skills. It's a huge ecosystem.
That is a really comprehensive list. It really drives home that building a successful business means having the right tool for pretty much every job. From marketing to ops to finance, and I guess managing your money, your investments, whether personal or business, using something like Uphold, that's just a crucial part of that overall toolkit, isn't it?
Absolutely. Managing wealth and investments isn't just for later when you're already big. It's fundamental from the start and as you scale. It helps with managing capital, yes, but also with risk diversifying your financial base so your business isn't overly reliant on just one income stream or market condition. And, you know, this brings up another interesting point from the sources. They also mention your health is your wealth and the Remedify health coaching program.
Ah, right. The health connection.
Yeah. It's kind of a reminder that success isn't just about the business tools or financial strategies. It's also about you, the entrepreneur, your own well-being, your energy. That's a massive factor. A healthy entrepreneur is generally a more effective, more resilient one. It's all connected.
That's a really important point, holistic success. Okay, so we've really covered a lot of ground today on Uphold.com, seen it as this powerful, flexible tool for navigating today's investment world, kind of bridging that gap between traditional finance and digital assets. It seems pretty clear that understanding and maybe using platforms like this could be a real advantage for anyone building a business today.
Definitely. But as always, you know, do your own research. Diversify sensibly. Stay informed about any platform or asset you're considering. Investing always carries risk. Markets go up and down. So being responsible and maybe even talking to a financial advisor is always recommended. Due diligence is key.
Absolutely. So for you, our listener, maybe here's something to think about as we wrap up. In this world where financial tools and business solutions are changing so fast and digital assets are becoming more integrated, how can continuously learning about platforms like Uphold and the wider digital business world become your own unique competitive edge? Something worth considering, I think. Okay, as we close out this deep dive, we just want to reinforce that idea. The journey of starting and growing a business really is about constantly learning and equipping yourself with the right knowledge and the right tools. And to explore more of those tools that can help you launch or scale your own business venture, please do visit www.pnmoneymaking.com. Again, that's pnsmoney-making.com. Also, don't forget to check out the episode description. We'll put links there to additional resources, things to help you start your business, and also resources related to taking care of your health. Because, like we said, your health really is your wealth. Thank you so much for listening to the Remedify Coaching Program Tools to Help You Start Your Own Business podcast. We really hope this deep dive offered some valuable insights for you. Until next time, keep learning, keep building, and take care.